So let's get started. What is your full name?
Gary Lee Moltz.
And why did your parents choose that name for you?
I don't know.
No? When and where were you born?
I was born in DeKalb, Illinois, at the old St. Mary Hospital on Hake Street in DeKalb, May 14, 1944, at 6:18 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow.
To Mickey and Dilly Moltz.
Bright and early in the morning.
Yeah.
Tell me about your parents.
They both passed away. My mom passed away in March 28, 1975. She was 71 when she passed away. She couldn't make no more pies for me. She was all hands all crippled up. Oh. Dad passed away at age of 69. He in July 19, 1969.
And what did they do for a living?
Farm on the farm, not a sycamore on the farm.
And what did your mother do? Is she a homemaker?
She made a lot of pies and cookies.
Oh.
Uh-huh. But she was in a nursing home for about 6 weeks before she passed away. The DeKalb County Nursing Home on Sycamore Road was at that time.
Yeah. Did you have siblings?
My half-sister, she passed away in December 14th of 2011. She passed away. Mickey Imogene Phipps. She was named after my dad, Mickey.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Mickey Moult.
Do you or did you have any family, other family in the area?
I got a lot of cousins in DeKalb, Sycamore, and some down in Bloomfield, Indiana, Scotland, Indiana area.
And so what was the farmhouse like that you grew up in?
It was north of Sycamore, Illinois. Out Plank Road, out 23 to Plank Road, Fruit Curve to the right, Lincoln Road, up Long Lane, Fruit Farm on the left, Long Lane, and two choy brick house with 9 rooms, and a cook stove in the kitchen, and a wood burning coal stove in the living room, and outhouse to go.
Outside,
but the cold, you wouldn't stay there long.
Oh, my goodness.
And pump out to get water.
Yeah.
My mom hung her clothes on a cold line with wooden clothespin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other special items in the house that you remember?
It was fun getting together at Christmas time with aunt, uncle, cousin, family, open Christmas present, and dinner there, Christmas day, and a lot of fun.
Everyone came to your house?
Memory.
Uh-huh. Everyone came to your house for the holidays?
Yeah, a lot of good memory.
What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory, I remember going out with pulling a little green wagon out on the hay and the oat field after the hay and straw was baled, and I picking up with the pitfall, putting in my little green wagon, let over.
Oh, wow.
And I dragged my pitfall in my leg one time and so got the scar, taking it up to the barn, putting it in the barn.
Oh, wow. So did you have a lot of animals on the farm?
We had pig, cow, chicken, duck, geese, whole bunch of.
Did you help take care of them?
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I didn't have nothing in mind.
No?
At that time.
No.
No.
What kind of games do you remember playing?
Checkers and marble when going to school.
Did you have any particular favorite toys that you had?
Little rocking horse.
Oh, uh-huh. Rocking horse.
Uh-huh.
What do you remember doing for fun on the farm?
Playing, and we had a bathtub outside of the window of the each side of the house, and my mom would put a heater walk up through the window to warm the water.
Uh-huh.
And I would get in the bathtub when I was little and play with my toy boat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bring them in the tub with you?
Yeah.
What kind of family chores did you have to help out with?
Well, feeding the chicken and gathering the eggs and feeding the cows, pigs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Helping with the animals.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite chore?
I didn't have none.
No. Did you receive an allowance for the chores?
No.
No? Uh-uh. That's what you're expected to do. You're expected to help out. Where did you attend school?
I went to school on Fair Street in Sycamore, Illinois, and I went to the Sycamore High School freshman year. I didn't graduate, but my class was 1963 at Sycamore High School.
So do you remember where you were when JFK was shot?
Over on a farm in Malta, Illinois.
Did you hear it on the radio or did you see it on the TV?
It was on TV,
yeah.
On radio.
The world kind of stopped when that happened.
Yeah.
Huh? What kind of activities? Were you in any sports?
No, I didn't.
Were you playing music at that time?
No, I wasn't.
No? When did you start playing music?
I started playing when I got older.
Yeah.
Probably, when I was, 18, when I got older.
Yeah.
A lot older.
When did you get your first guitar?
I didn't get no guitar.
No?
I couldn't learn to play the guitar. I got drums.
Oh, drums. Mm-hmm.
And I play by ear.
What were some of your favorite songs, some of your favorite music?
Country song. I like Crazy Arms, Ray Price song.
I'm going to have to do some research. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
Did you spend any time downtown DeKalb as a kid?
I remember a Cheryl drug show down on the corner of 3rd Street and Lincoln Highway.
Yeah.
Bob Brown from WLBK Radio, Man of the Treat.
Yeah,
interview with Grand Ole Opry Child, country singer, was on Red Foley Old Jack Jubilee back in the 50s. Leroy Van Dyke.
Oh, wow.
He was in DeKalb, and Brown did an interview of him right outside of Cheryl Drug Show on 3rd and Lincoln Highway back in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And he was in DeKalb. He knew Bill Menlingham that lived in DeKalb, raised hogs, hamsters.
Do you remember going to the Marshall Fields or the JCPenney's?
No, I never did.
No. What was your religious life like growing up?
My mom made me dress up when I was little in brown suit, tie, brown hat, and made me go, took me to Turner Lutheran Church in DeKalb on corner 7th. And Franklin Street in DeKalb, South 7th.
Do you remember going there for Christmas and holidays too, or?
Doing the church service.
Yeah, during
my
the
aunt
service.
And uncle and went there, cousins.
Were you ever mentioned in the newspaper?
When I got older.
When did you learn to drive?
A long time ago,
but
I don't drive anymore. I ride a bike, red bike.
So did you learn to drive before you were 16?
About 18.
Yeah, about 18. What did you typically do for dinner with your family? Like a typical family dinner. What did that look like? What did your mom cook?
Pies, cookies, chocolate, that.
Casseroles.
Meatloaf.
How were holidays celebrated with your family?
That was a lot of fun. Get together with all the cousin, aunt. Uncle, all the relations, my half-sister, brother-in-law. That was a lot of fun to get together, presents.
Was that your favorite season, when it was Christmas season?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who was the oldest relative that you remember? Do you remember your grandparents?
They were gone.
They were gone when you were born?
Uh-huh.
Do you know anything about your last name, Mullins, where it came from?
Moles.
Moles?
Yeah, leave the N out. Mullis. No, I don't know.
You're not sure where it came from?
No.
I'll have to do some research for you and find out.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever tell you any stories about your grandparents?
No, they didn't.
No? Does the farm still exist?
The barn is only one that Chandon, they built a tore down the old two-story brick house and put on a one-story level house and then tore out the old outhouse, tore out the pump house where we got water, and the chicken house are gone. And, just the barn, barn.
The barn's still standing. Were you ever married?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out? Do you have any kids?
No.
No. Do you have any pets now?
No.
No pets. So, what was your profession?
I didn't have no profession.
No. Do you have any history with the university?
I work at University Plaza in the kitchen.
Oh.
I work at Home Children's Center in the dip room downstairs, washing dishes for a while. Then I worked at the University Plaza in the kitchen of pot and pan washer for 43 years. I worked at Rollitzer Piano Factory on Pleasant Street on a receiving dock, moving heavy iron plate and things.
Oh, wow.
And then,
helping with the pianos. That's so cool.
Yeah.
What things did you learn from your parents? Did you learn how to work hard from them?
Work hard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Well, growing up on the farm, all those memories.
Playing music.
Yeah.
Listening to music. Do you remember your first record player?
A little small one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for future generations of DeKalb?
Not that I know of.
No. Just be true to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Work hard.
All right.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
My music.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I play drum. I play the tambourine, waltz ball that Leroy Troy autographed.
Oh,
the
wow.
Front and back he gave me. He played it at Bluegrass Festival. Leroy Troy plays on Mighty Tour TV show on RFD-TV every Saturday night at 7 p.m. And he played banjo and sang. And he gave me the waltz bowl, and I played that. And I played the tambourine. I played the drum. And I sing, I write songs, songwriter.
Oh, wow.
A lot of my songs have been recorded by other songwriter, other people, other
wow.
singers. And I've got CDs. I was singing my songs.
Yeah.
One of them is my biggest one hit song is Doing the Christmas Boogie I wrote. Kimberly Glover singing it from Lexington, Alabama in a video. And I'm in the video too, wearing a red Alabama outfit and a Santa hat on, dancing to the music, piano, and like playing piano too.
Yeah, wow.
Like doing that, and dancing with Cardboard Elvis. And Daryl Glover, Kim Glover's husband, him and me raise our hand at the end of the video, and a 3-minute video. I'm
wow.
about 7 shots in the video.
That's fascinating.
And Kim Glover is singing Kimberly Glover is singing my song in the video.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It's been played on a lot of TV chasing.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to look that up. Uh-huh. Wow.
And I got CDs. I'm singing my song, and other people are singing my song that I've written. And
yeah.
Tribute to Hank Williams, tribute to Roy Aitkup, and tribute to Little Jimmy Dickens. He's a legend.
Would you be willing to share some of those CDs with me? Or
I haven't got none left till that summer.
Oh,
I get
really?
Some
I'll have to take a look and see what I can find. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm on you type in my name, Gary Moltz, YouTube, and you get my, find me on there. Got video of me.
Yeah, wow.
WLUV, Pitnet on radio up there, Rockford, Illinois, and singing at the Corn Fest.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. So you've been around playing music for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think DeKalb has an interesting music history?
I played on a community stage at Corn Fest. Yeah,
oh,
it does.
There's been some very interesting bands and music that's come out
right.
of DeKalb.
And I've written a book, Gary Moltz, Growing Up on a Farm, Country Music, Nashville, Charles. It's going to be... Gonna hopefully get it published by this year. I like to do a book signing at the DeKalb Library. Be Saturday, November 30th, like at 2 p.m.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.